Thanks. And as you know, don't believe everything you read on the internet. I'd like to begin with a guided meditation on, or working with tonight's theme, which is mudita, which I translate as as appreciative joy. And I was used to, for many years, it translated as altruistic joy. And then after a guided practice for exploring mudita, then a talk where I'll go over certain aspects of it and its value in our practice and lives. And then we'll have some time at the end for questions and discussion. So please organize your material structures in a comfortable, balanced, and alert way. After settling into your posture, please follow the breathing for a little while. Using the breathing to establish mindfulness, to center, and to come home. Please bring to mind some things in your life for which you are grateful. Hold them in your heart and let the feeling, the sense of gratitude blossom. There are many things in our lives that we appreciate and value for their beauty, for their kindness, for how they benefit us or others. And with wise, skillful attention, we naturally feel gratitude, appreciation, and a kind of joy. Let this natural capacity open. You might dwell on just one or two things, or a number of things, whatever serves to evoke and nurture appreciation and gratitude. Please think of someone whom you respect, love, or appreciate in some easy, natural way. And focus on the qualities, gifts, talents of the person that you especially respect and appreciate. Someone's sense of humor, cooking skills, listening ability, kindness, sense of humor, hold this in your heart so that appreciation and joy can emerge. Invite yourself to be happy that this person with these qualities or talents is part of your life and appears in this world. if you wish, stay with one person or think of a second. Still focusing on the talents, abilities, qualities that you appreciate. And tune into the joy that comes naturally when we appreciate something kind, good, beautiful in our lives. Nurture the already existing capacity to find joy in the goodness, in the beauty, the talents, the intelligence of others. Next, please think of someone whom you interact with or meet fairly regularly at work, in your neighborhood, at the co-op, or wherever places you go. Perhaps someone here at Common Ground, but someone you kind of know, but you're not particularly close to. You might even feel rather neutral or indifferent towards. Think of this person and look for qualities in this person that you respect or appreciate. If you need to be imaginative and creative, After all, it might be someone you don't know really well. And if you really don't know the person at all, find someone you know better. Find some qualities or behaviors, even the way this person dresses, or how they ask questions, or their smile. Anything that you appreciate. Hold this in attention in a way that the appreciation grows. If you're aware of a second or third quality in this person, feel free to bring those into the mix. Or if you need to think of a second person, still focusing on qualities that we appreciate. And as you do so, be mindful of the joy that's part of appreciation. That these qualities embodied by someone are a reason to be happy. Not as an idea, but as actual joy. Please think of a friend or family member who's recently had some success, good fortune, accomplished something, or experienced something that made them happy. Choose someone who you genuinely care about, and with whom it's easy to be happy regarding their happiness. Hold this in mind. Whatever it is, your friend or kinfolk is happy about, focusing mainly on their happiness. And how easy it is, in some cases, to be happy about their happiness. This is especially easy often with children. Next, please think of someone who has something, a possession, a job, an accomplishment, a talent that you believe yourself to lack. Someone who's got something you don't have, but would like to have. And especially a case where their having and your lack is a source of envy, bitterness, defensiveness, or something of the sort. From this equation, see if you can let go of the part that you think you lack, or even drop yourself out completely. And shift attention from your lack to the other's happiness. Can you accept and allow and even enjoy the happiness of someone else, who at times may seem to be a rival? Perhaps reflect that life is hard, stressful, difficult enough as it is. We can all use more happiness. Why begrudge this person his or her happiness. Instead, why not be happy that there's a little more happiness in the world? And of course, I'm not talking about some evil, self-centered, brutish happiness, but the happiness of a well-earned job promotion, a child graduating, beautiful flowers in the garden. Any kind of wholesome happiness. Why not be happy too? It's all in the way we pay attention. We can learn to look in ways that someone else's happiness enhances our own. To conclude, please return to any of the episodes in this guided practice that most fully and easily evoked appreciative joy. Return to that appreciative joy. Or maybe it was cumulative. And now rest in the appreciation and joy. Perhaps mixed with gratitude. As much as possible, rest in the appreciation and joy itself. As a natural capacity of the heart. And the individuals and their qualities or successes, those details can fade into the background. And nurture the appreciative joy in the heart. And as appreciative joy takes root, let it flower and open. Expand this joy before you, in front of you, reaching outward, with a heart of appreciative joy. reach behind, sending waves or rivulets or beams, however you wish to picture them, of appreciation and joy, both in front and behind, to the left and to the right, opening up and expanding all around you. Above, below, consciousness need not stay small at the center of this. It can expand and stretch, sending appreciative joy outward in all directions. And imagine boundaries and limits can soften. Open up appreciative joy and ride with it as big and expansive as can be. If you'd like to stand and stretch for a minute, please do.
This talk, like all programs at Common Ground, is offered freely in the spirit of generosity. To learn more about Common Ground and its programs, or if you would like to donate, please visit our website, www.commongroundmeditation.org.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.